Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm your host, Bree.
And I'm Abby.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast.
This is a reactions episode.
And all we're going to do is talk shit.
Okay, yeah, I would actually like to reverse this. And, well, first of all, here's the thing. If this is your first time listening, these episodes are a little bit out of the normal. Usually we debrief on past episodes and we dive deep into the plot and all those things. But, until Bree gets married, we are doing fun reaction episodes to finish up season 17 before we jump back into season 12. So these are less organized, more freeform. But if you want to go back and listen to seasons 1 through 11, you can do that. We go through literally every episode. So these are our thoughts on the Jackson Avery send-off.
Yes.
But yes, I would like to first acknowledge not the people that left our bad reviews, but the people who supported us.
So many people supported us and left really kind messages on our Instagram, sent us private messages. Some people emailed us.
Oh, I didn't even see the emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we truly like to poke fun at ourselves. And so these poor reviews we got are, I mean, I don't want to say they're deserved, but like, they're not wrong in the sense that we've been shitting on Grey's as of late, but also that's the point of this podcast. We have opinions.
Yeah.
And also I think too, when you reflect on a season later and when you're looking at it as a whole, you might feel differently, but these are like straight up reactions.
Yeah. These are just our quick initial thoughts. I want to say two things. Like, people are allowed to have their opinions about the podcast. So people are allowed to leave bad reviews. That's fine. I will take some ownership of last episode. I was really sick. So I was already
so sick.
I was already in a very bad mood. So I think that played into it. But three, also, well, I want to say four things. The third thing is, like you just said, like, we're allowed to have opinions and you can disagree with us. That's totally fine. That's why we have the Facebook group. Everyone's really nice there. You can be like, hey, Abby and Bree, I had a different take on the episode. And that's cool. We're open to hearing that. The fourth thing, Grey's Anatomy is very important to us, but we also have crazy shit happening in our lives right now. And I'm just so grateful for like 98% of the listeners understanding that. And those couple people who don't, like, this isn't our job. This is a hobby and we love doing it. So we're going to keep doing it.
I also think it's like I sometimes think that like when you've been with the show this long, yeah, like you're gonna compare it to early-ish episodes, A, because of nostalgia, and B, just because the show was a completely different show 12 years ago.
I do that with Special Victims Unit.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the new episodes as much as, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Elliot still so angry?
so angry.
Another day, another podcast. But I just really wanted to thank those of you that we weren't asking for like an ego boost, but you really supported us and made us laugh and just like said some really kind things. I think sometimes we think we're talking to no one. Mm-hmm. And so it's really crazy when you all show up and we realize that, holy shit, people actually listen to us and support us. And it's just really fun. So we just want to say thank you. And again, yes, please like give us your opinions in the Facebook group. As long as we do it respectfully, like I love to be convinced that actually maybe it isn't so bad.
Yes. And so, and I, you know, it was nice to see that some of our listeners agreed that they don't like this season.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, there are certain seasons of Grey's Anatomy that we like more than others. Mm-hmm. And that's all right. Like, they can't all be 10 out of 10 scalpels.
Exactly. And so we are going to do season 12.
Yes.
We're not like avoiding it because I think I made a comment about how I would have rather gone back and done it. But no, I'd like to move forward and I'm not a quitter. So here we are.
Here we are. But I have to get married in 2 weeks. And yeah.
2 weeks, everyone. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Countdown. And then, yeah, I mean, we'll keep you updated. I think, do we have two more reactions or one more?
I believe there's this week and then there's the week of your wedding, June 3rd, which will be the finale, which
we'll probably come out late.
Yeah, because we cannot record the podcast the day before her wedding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just can't do that. So that one will be a little bit late.
But it's the finale, so it'll be give everyone time to like form their opinions.
Yes. And then so we'll give you an update on that episode about when season 12 will be dropping.
Yeah, Brie has some like honeymoon slash other wedding travel, yeah. And I literally am shooting weddings again. It's a wild, wild world here. So we will be back with season 12. As always, you can always pause your Patreon.
Yes.
We know that that doesn't mean that you like don't love us if you have to do that. Or you can just drop it down to $2 and stay in the Facebook group. But we will be back and you'll hear about it here in your podcast feed. So just make sure you do that. And if you want to leave us a good review to bury all the bad ones, please feel free.
It dropped us down to a 4.5, everyone.
It sure did.
That's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. So we would love that. Okay. Before we talk about the Jackson episode, did you watch the bomb episode?
I didn't.
And otherwise, what do you... Any thoughts on that episode in general? Because I know you love it. And also just like, why do you think they put it? Like, why do you think they, on that skipped week, they played those two episodes?
Okay, well, I love the bomb episode. It was the first episode I watched. I'm wondering, I feel like that episode got a lot of people to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was, and that I think that played on like Super Bowl Sunday or something. Mm-hmm. So maybe that, I don't know. It's an interesting choice. I'm not sure.
I watched it with Jake because our Facebook moderator, one of them, Jade, she reached out to me and she was like, I need Jake's take on the EMT who sticks her hand in the body cavity.
Yes.
And so I was like, Jake, I want you to watch these with me. He was like, okay. And so his first thing, he was like, you don't put your hand in a body.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, good. You passed the test.
Yeah.
I was very mad at him. He thought the episodes were very cheesy. I was like, fuck you. These are, again,
very dramatic.
Me leaves a bad review on Jake's podcast because I like the episodes. But I watched them, not live on TV, just on Netflix, and they're still so good. Here are my reasons of what I miss. I feel like Meredith's character felt more of like Meredith, and now it feels very Ellen Pompeo. Like, I just feel like acting-wise, they've melded, which makes sense after how many years.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure that's bound to happen. But that felt like, oh, there's Meredith. Like,
yeah.
Which granted, she's a very, like, in a bad place in those episodes. But so loved the music also. That's when Grey's had, like, new songs that you would, like, Shazam and try to find later. The music was really good. It had that, like, quirky Grey's music, too, that's, like, they kind of played it in this last episode, but I feel like I don't hear that anymore.
Yeah. It's kind of like that circusy music.
And even though it was dramatic, there was so much humor. Like when Christina comes out and sees Meredith in the hall pushing the body, and she's like, Christina, like what? And then Christina's like, he said, I love you. And she's like, what? And they like, it's like a high tense situation, but like there's some very funny things. And the guy's like, could we shut up now?
Yeah.
You know? And so I really enjoyed it, and I don't know why they did it, but I whatever got me to watch it.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts. We had to hit on that, I feel like.
Yeah, I think they did it because it was such, people really loved that episode. So like, it's, you know, it got viewership, people watching Grey's or something, whatever.
And then they have to watch the next episode, like, wait a second.
Yeah, makes them remember why they love Grey's Anatomy.
Exactly. Okay, so the Jackson episode.
Yes. I just want to quickly say that I called your husband for his first EMT call. Did he tell you about this?
No.
So I was on one of our big work days. I was breaking shoe trim outside, like stepping on it, and it had nails all in it. And I was, as I was doing it, I was literally telling myself, like, Brie, don't do this. You're going to hit yourself with a nail. And like, sure as shit, I snapped it and it snapped up and slammed me in my thumb. And I immediately started bleeding. And I went inside, I put like peroxide, like, you know, hydrogen peroxide on it. And it was like, swollen. And then I didn't know when my last tetanus shot was. And so I was all weirded out about that. My neighbor has a daughter and I was like, you're a mom. I just need a mom to look at this. Turns out my tetanus shot is due. I'm due in October. Oh, like, no. I knew it had been a long time. I was like, I have to be due for it soon. So I went on like my health thing and like looked it up and I could see when my last one was. But I didn't know what to do, so I called Jake. And I was like, I'm calling for your advice. Like, should I go to the doctor? It stopped bleeding pretty quickly. Whatever. Anyway, he gave me paramedic advice, and then he gave me, like, Jake as a friend advice, which were different. And I took the Jake friend advice. But he was like, you were my first, like, loved one who called and asked for help.
Oh, I'm sure he loved it so much.
And he was like, I was really nervous. And I was like, you did a really good job.
That's funny that he had two different sets of advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I texted him the other day, too, because I burnt my finger. And I was like, do I run it under hot or cold water? I can't remember. Somewhere I feel like I had read a thing that was like, don't do it under icy cold water.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, I don't know where I heard that, but...
Was he like cold water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Google also said.
The Google.
The Googs. I pulled out a plate that I'd microwaved for 3 minutes, and why I didn't think, this plate might be hot. I just grabbed it and then I was like, didn't want to break it. So I like frisbeed it onto the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
That's like what I did yesterday. I went downstairs without my phone and there was a paint roller in the sink. So I took it off. And I went, there's a step up, a cement step up where our washer is and our dryer is below it. And it's all weird system, but it like drains into a sink that drains into the ground. So there was water had splashed out and there was lint, which is very slick. And I had the paint roller in my hand, which was wet, that I went to go throw in the garbage, stepped, slipped, and slammed my back into the cement step. Thank God I didn't hit my head. But like, because I had the paint roller in my hand, I couldn't catch myself. Ended up slamming it on my brand new towel, light pink towel that I got from the shower. So that was like the worst part. But then the sink was dirty. So I decided to clean the sink. So I was down there for a really long time. And I thought about it, like, no one came to look for me. Like, I could have whacked my head and no one would have known. Nobody would have cared.
When you told me that in a text, I pictured it like in Home Alone when he, the one guy with the curly hair, I don't remember his name, he slips and does like a slip and a fall. Oh, on the Legos.
That's what it was like.
Yeah, that's what I pictured you in the beginning of the bathroom, like, oh. And I pictured you sitting up in a paint can.
It was pretty similar. I had paint. It was
the same thing.
Oh my God. So
I'm so sorry for you.
No, it's okay. Okay. The episode.
Okay. So, he had sort of like two goodbye episodes. This one felt like a true send off.
Did you love, first question.
Overall thoughts?
Well, no. My first question is, did you love the flashbacks?
Yes. The ones in the beginning were like fine. There weren't that many. But the end ones,
yeah,
I thought were lovely.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to the Grey's ABC Instagram account. They put together like a Goodbye Jackson video. It's like 3 minutes long.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'll have to watch it.
I shared it on our Instagram because I think that 3 minute thing was better than the entire episode. I think.
Fair.
I mean, like, I thought the episode wasn't that bad. There were parts I liked. The beginning was stupid, but like, this thing of montages and what it said, I was like, this is very emotional. Like, you just forget how long Jackson's been there. It had a lot of the plastics posse with him and Mark.
Yeah.
And then, like, how he tried to bring Ben into that.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, wow, I forgot that was all a part of this. And I forgot until Meredith talked to him that he's Meredith's same year.
Yeah, that they were in the same residency because of the merger.
Right. So... I don't remember like the order of things. Let me just get this out of the way.
Sure.
The Teddy Owen thing was, I feel zero anything for them.
Yes. Okay. I agree. I don't, to me though, I felt relieved that they made a choice.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't care either way if they're together, but this like, oh, maybe we can be friends. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, that whole thing. I was just happy that they were like, oh, they're going to like have sex and be in love. Okay, great. We're going to go that way. Had they broken up, fine. We're going to go that way, you know, yeah. But just making a choice, I felt relief.
I feel that as well. I just felt, yeah, I agree with that 100%. I just like was like, okay, cool, they're making out. Like, I'm like, move on.
Yeah.
I just feel no chemistry. I don't know. I'm just so, that storyline has been played out just too long.
And also, I like when they were like weirdly like flirting around the other doctors and like, oh, you want to come help on the.
They feel too, not old. They feel too, like their relationship is too historic to still be doing that.
Yeah. Like, even if you did like get back together, I don't know. It just seemed immature. I don't know. I just think we don't like Owen, no. You know, so.
Which I forget who I was talking to about this. I think it's unfortunate. I don't think he'll ever be like killed or taken off the show because he directs so much for Grey's. I'm pretty sure he directed this episode. And also I am betting in real life, he is a very wonderful man.
Yeah.
Like, no one has said, there's just so many great things people talk about him. Even Sandra Oh had talked like in interviews, they like were so, she loved working with him. I think he is like on the Grey's set. This is my assumption. Like one of the best people, just like welcoming, open, creative, into it. You know, like these other people have other things going on. I feel like he is like all in on Grey's and I just don't think he's ever gonna like leave.
Yeah.
I think we have to set that to bed. I think he's gonna be there till the end.
I think so too. Yeah, I think you're right. And so we better just get on board. Like, if they can just be in a good space.
Love it. Love to
fine,
see it.
Yeah. Fine with it. Yeah. You know, it doesn't really do anything for me, but at least it doesn't like drive me nuts.
Exactly.
So I don't have anything else to say.
That's
about
great.
That.
That's all. Okay. I thought Jackson's goodbye to Chief and, well, she's not Chief, Richard and Bailey was like short. But
yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. It was cute how he said, like, his dad taught him how not to be, but these two taught him how to be. And, but it was like, I don't know. I didn't feel as
much. I didn't feel very much emotion with that goodbye either. Yeah.
No. Which, I mean, maybe because Richard's going to obviously see him still. Like, they're related.
Right. He does call him son, too, which I thought was sweet.
I think it's a really sweet thing that Richard has never, well, he does have biological children. He never was a father full time.
Yeah.
But he has like Meredith, Jackson, Maggie.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think about. All
when
these,
you think
like,
about all of his interns that he had,
like. Like, he has never been a, like a father from the beginning to the end, but like he has been a father to so many people.
Yes.
It's really lovely.
It is really lovely.
Was there a point when the episode like turned for you in a good way or?
I'm trying to remember. I really liked his goodbye to Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I thought, really special. I actually got kind of teary-eyed in that one. But before that was Joe.
Oh, yeah, in the gallery.
Yeah, which I appreciated that he said goodbye to Joe, too. Mm-hmm.
Don't mind the saw outside. It's summer. We can't shut the windows.
It's like, I could have the air on, but instead I'm literally have boob sweat right now because we're sitting in 90-degree heat, but whatever.
I wonder if maybe we should shut the window.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. We closed the window, so it'll get even hotter and poured some more wine.
Yes.
What were with Joe?
Yeah. You appreciated that he went and talked to her.
Yeah, I thought, it, you know, and it was nice that they, like, talked about, like, that they helped each other through things and that they were friends and... So I thought that was a fine goodbye. She like appreciated that he actually said goodbye.
I was just going to say, just made like a snide comment about it not being via a letter.
Yes.
And I wonder if Jesse Williams like wasn't planning on leaving, if this was a surprise, if they were going to develop their relationship more. Because it feels like that would have been a good way to keep those two main characters interesting and on the show. And I know they're making Joe like do OB, but it feels like that just is pushing her farther away from Grey's. And like, I just wonder how, like, are they ever going to introduce a new love interest to her or no?
Yeah.
What's that going to look like?
Yeah. Before we keep going with Jackson's goodbye, because I feel like this was pretty much the whole episode. Can we talk about Tom?
Oh, sure.
I just felt like it didn't fit. I
say more.
Well, I like the sentiment. I really do. I think like, you know, the things that he was saying, I was like, yeah, that is, you know, a beautiful thing to say and be like, I want to be of service and you can use me in whatever way possible, whatever. You know, that, like, I don't have anything that like I'm mad about or anything. I just, it just felt like they had to get rid of Tom and they didn't want to kill him off.
Because of Teddy and Owen being together.
Yeah. Or he just decided to leave. Whatever happened, however, whatever reason he's leaving, like, not in Grey's Anatomy, but in real life. But it just, to me, didn't really quite fit with his character. It felt like, oh, we got to quickly round something out to get him off the show.
It also felt like a bummer to me that he had to share his goodbye episode with the Jackson one. I get it because he went with him. It felt very like Christina and Shane.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, we're also getting rid of Shane, so we're going to just put them together. Which that one made a little more sense to me. But,
I mean, what did you think about it?
I feel like they had to have him leave the show because Teddy and Owen made the choice, as you said, and like he loves Teddy, and mm-hmm. so he can't just continue to be there. So I think it would have been more emotional if he would have died of COVID.
Right.
But especially because like that doctors did die, and so like they didn't have anyone from their staff pass away from COVID. I guess DeLuca died, but not of COVID.
Yeah.
So there, part of me feels like a missed opportunity there, but I also do... I think I really like that, like, he witnessed these things and it deeply affected him.
Yes.
And so I do feel like it was a little speedy.
That's what I think it was. It was speedy. And yeah. I get it. It's television.
But, like, I went back, I don't know, whatever episode it is where he witnesses, you know, he's like, what's his name? And he was like, to Maggie, and he was like, he FaceTimes his, I want to know his name. You know, like, I somehow watched that episode twice. I forget which one that was. And that was, like, really sad to me, that part where he wanted to know the man's name because... he learned so much about him. And so I felt like the meeting in a parking lot was a little dramatic, but then I do remember that like Jackson and him don't get along because he slept with Catherine, his mom, mm-hmm. and he was just always an asshole kind of. I'm kind of sad to see him leave because who the fuck else is sarcastic on the show?
Yeah.
He was like the Christina, although not as funny. I am in no way saying he's like Sandra Oh.
Yeah.
But like there's no one snarky left except maybe Bailey, and she's not been as snarky lately.
Yeah. Do you think that... is Catherine Avery gonna stay on the show?
I don't know. Maybe go back to like coming in once a year for a penis surgery.
Yeah. Or like, is she gonna be around more because her son took over the foundation? So she's gonna be like more in surgery or like...
Yeah.
Because her and Richard are okay and they're like living together in right. Seattle. So
wearing robes.
Yeah. Wearing robes, enjoying their time together. Yeah, so I guess the Tom goodbye, like you said, I just think felt sped up. And yeah. That was kind of disappointing to me. But the sentiment behind it...
I'm here for.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like we've lost so many characters this season.
We really have. And I wonder, are we getting more? Or are we just going to focus more on like...
just focus.
Mayor and...
I want so much McWidow.
Yes.
McCormick Hayes.
Yes.
McCormick Hayes. When he, and I'm skipping all around, but that doesn't matter. It's a reaction episode. When Meredith did not show up for the clap out or whatever, and he bursted out into laughter, I was like, oh yes, he is so good for her. Like, he wasn't like, oh, I wanted to clap her out and make her feel loved. He was like, she fucking doesn't want this.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that was such a cute moment. And he just like was like, back to work, everyone. Yeah. Like, I thought that was so good. I really want, now that we know we're getting season 18, I want a slow burn, sexual tension. Like, I really want good scenes with the two of them.
Do you think, okay, predictions. Do you think they're going to take it in that direction? I mean, they set it up for us, two seasons ago? Yeah.
And he barely did anything this season.
Yeah, I mean, she had COVID the whole time, so.
They couldn't really date.
No.
I hope so because Christina sent him.
Yes.
And that still to me like has to mean something. That can't just be like, oh, I sent someone. It didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why else would he be there?
Yeah. Because he doesn't really have much of a storyline beyond that.
No. Like, we've learned about him a little bit, but I need so many scenes with them. Back to the Jackson Meredith saying goodbye.
Yes.
I appreciated the flashbacks between the two of them.
It made you really realize like how much
shit like, they'd been through
together. Yeah.
There was like, the school bus fire, there's just so many things. And I liked, he's really good at crying, Jesse Williams.
Yeah.
And he did that like ugly face, like kind of like thing. And I liked that she said like, give him hell, Avery. And he said, I learned it from the best or something.
Yeah. I also liked her talking about how she was the last man standing.
Yeah.
And it was like, I, you know, made a joke about him sticking around if there was an award or whatever. But I also liked that she talked about, do you know what I thought when I first met you? And he said something about like wanting to sleep with them or something, or being really good looking, but just about his name, how it would be really like heavy to carry that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because Meredith, her last name is Gray. And so she understood Avery in a way that other people couldn't.
Yeah.
And then also like acknowledging that this name has gone through shit.
So much. Yeah.
And that she said, as it should, like there was kind of a reckoning, but like now you go and you're rebuilding this name for yourself and like give them hell or whatever. I thought that was a really nice send off.
It also felt, I think in real life, these two people are pretty close.
It appears.
And I also know they're both like really strong advocates and activists.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not advocate and advocates. So when they said goodbye to each other, and like sometimes I feel like goodbyes on TV shows can like, how do you not also know that you're saying goodbye to an actor that you're working with all the time? And it felt a perfect blend of like the characters were saying goodbye and these people who've worked together for so many years.
Yeah. This is like a very random aside. Did you watch? Oh, no, because you haven't finished Schitt's Creek.
Not yet. The
documentary.
I can't wait. I know I need to get on it.
I will just say.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying watching it slowly.
I will just say that there's like just a scene where like it's someone's last scene, uh-huh. like in the last episode, and they like call it for the last time and just. Yeah, imagining like you're on set for the last time.
With that person.
Yeah, would be really emotional.
There's a great YouTube clip of the Harry Potter movies. And they always are like, Robbie Coltrane, last day on Harry Potter. And they're like, ooh. So I feel that in my bones. Also, I remember when Michael Scott left The Office in that
Pam.
The airport episode. Yeah, we still will never know what they said to each other.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to. Oh, I guess.
A little goosebumpies. Yeah.
So... I mean, I don't feel I was as emotional about Jackson and Meredith as Michael Scott and Pam, but I do feel they were trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. Do we want to round out the Avery thing?
Sure.
I got like kind of emotional. It was weird that he pulled up in like the ambulance bay thing, kind of. But like the flashbacks and like Christina and that like all of these different moments I thought was very special.
Yeah. And I mean, I would do that if it was your last time leaving work at a hospital and to drive up to that bay and look in and be like, that's not my life anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the side by side of that was good. Also with the Meredith Last Man Standing, to me that felt, again, I am hoping next season is the last one.
Yeah.
And it felt like a great setup.
Yeah.
As in like Meredith is truly the last one. Mm-hmm. Like everyone else has left.
And so, like, what does this mean for her? What does this mean for her career? Like, maybe, ooh, because we're thinking, like, how is Grey's Anatomy going to end? Maybe Meredith leaves Seattle Grey's.
Mm, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, everyone...
is gone.
Yeah.
So there could be, like, room there for her to go do something else and move on from...
Yep.
But she has always said, like, that's her home, but now all of her people are gone.
Right.
We have Bailey and Richard... Well, and Amelia, and Maggie. Okay, she has family there still.
But who knows? I just think like something about that felt really important.
Yeah.
Because they didn't say that when like Alex left either. Like this is truly like, I forget that Jackson is like the same class as them.
Yes.
He joined later.
Yeah.
All those April throwback scenes too are just nice.
I do. Like, I know we kind of shit on like the April and Jackson thing a couple weeks ago. But it is kind of special to think that like his little family unit is going together, whether or not they end up together, and we'll never know. But like,
please God, let there not be a spinoff.
Yeah, oh my God, I don't think there will be. But it's nice to think that they're like going to be a family across the.
For sure. Okay, so also we have. I wanted to hit on. Amelia and Link.
Yes.
Well, and like Meredith leaving. So Meredith passed all these tests.
Yeah.
She's like allowed to come home. Oh, the DeLuca thing. Okay. So all episode Bailey is like putting off telling, and Richard is like, we need to tell her. We need to tell her. In my head, I'm like, she already knows.
Yeah.
Like it was predictable, but, they finally like go to tell her. And, what is she says
to, she says Andrew's fine, or like he's okay, and they're like he's not okay,
right? And then she says he's with his mother.
Yeah, which I thought we were gonna go into like she was going to explain the beach or something to them. And I guess it can stay a mystery and wonder or whatever, but I thought maybe we will get that at some point, that she'll share, like, I saw Derek or something with some intimate people. This might not have been the episode, but literally no one knows about the beach. And I feel like people should know about the beach.
Maybe we're just supposed to know about the beach.
I guess maybe we are.
I felt like it was fine. Part of me though was also like, it reminded me of that, like, remember that lady who died and then came, like, or like died in quotes and then came back to life and wrote a book and a movie came out. It was like a very Christian base that she like saw heaven and came back.
Not
she,
in the show.
No. Oh. Like outside of Grace. And she made like a shitload of money on a movie and a book about like how, I just remember the Christians of the world exploded over it.
Okay.
It was like she had a near death experience and like saw that heaven was real and then came back to life and like wrote about it.
Okay.
And there's a movie that came out.
Okay.
And whatever. And so I just was like, it was a little bit like that. Like
there's a really cool Netflix.
I need to look it up. Keep talking.
There's a really cool Netflix series. And now I'm not going to remember the name of it. It has something with death in it. It's very new.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a 5-part, 6-part thing. And it's like creepy as fuck, but also not creepy. I would watch it during the day, but they are like, it's an episode on near-death experiences. And ooh, they have like multiple people. Then there's an episode on mediums.
I do think mediums are wild.
Like really wild shit. Then there's like one about like signs of like getting signs from the afterlife. It's a really cool series.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that what this lady experienced isn't real, but just the way that it like went through was like
made a lot of money.
I feel like if I were like Bailey, I'd be like, what the fuck do you mean you hit this mom? Like there was no follow-up questions. I would be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That's what I mean. I thought, I was like, oh, we're gonna hear about the beach, and then we didn't. I was like, well, they're just gonna accept that Meredith knows that he's dead.
Also, she didn't seem as sad about it.
Well, because I think she was happy. She saw him be okay and walk away.
It was a great way for the writers to not have to write about Meredith
being sad. Yeah.
But also he's gone.
Yeah.
I really want to love Karina. And again, I do not watch Station 19.
Yes.
So her like bits on Grey's, I hate that they took her there.
Yeah.
And I know she's getting married, I guess. But I just like, I wish that they just kept her on Grey's because I would have liked to like know who she is. I feel like she's still like just like someone
that pops in once in a while.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Joe being in?
I would feel better if Karina was full time on the show.
Yeah.
Because she's working with someone who I guess she's gonna. The idea is that Karina is gonna be leaving, so Joe will be taking over. I don't get it. She can't be. She's a resident, but I don't know. We'll see. I like Joe's storyline and I feel attached to a lot of what she's gone through and like her things, but I don't know that I like Joe to me is still like not a favorite character.
That's fine. I don't really have an emotional attachment to Joe either.
Yeah.
I really like Joe and Karev together.
Right.
But yeah, like
so I don't feel a lot, I guess is my answer.
Okay, great. Yeah. Same. What about glasses and Helm. What's her first name?
Taryn Helm.
Yeah.
That might have been my favorite part of the episode.
Yes.
I feel like I love to see a character, like how Helm was feeling, just like fucking laying on a bench and just being sad.
Yeah.
And feeling lonely. And like,
ugh. And I'm sure there are so many doctors out there during COVID who felt that way. Like, I did not go into this for this. And I love how she talked about, like, you know, like not having Dot, like this was, or not wanting to be like a movie star or whatever, or a superhero. She always wanted to be a doctor and then she gets to do it and she's just fucking burnt the fuck out and exhausted. And I love too that Glasses cares enough to
Levi,
come.
Levi, if you would, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I always forget his name too, but I finally remember.
Levi comes to like find her. Like she's not at the clap out thing. She also wasn't a part of surgery. She got kicked out of surgery. And then, like, invites her in because she's needs people.
Yeah, and invites her to be a roommate. And he said the thing about, like, you know, I thought I was ready with Nico, but I'm not. Like, whatever. Like, let's move in. Let's be roommates. And her, like, reaction of just crying is like, oh, like, finally feeling seen and, like, included. And I hope we see more of them. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like are they still interns?
I think they're residents now.
I could be more attached to them.
Yes.
Those two are like top of the running. Also, what's the funny guy's name?
Who? Oh
like
my God, he's so funny. What is his
wheeling
name?
Wheeling Meredith out.
What is his name?
I can't think of his name, but I want more of him.
Yeah.
And I want more of Glasses and Helm because yes. I feel like I could get a little bit more attached.
Mm-hmm.
Nico to me still has no storyline. He is, I don't understand. Like I need to know more. I just need him to not be an asshole in every scene.
I agree.
Amelia
and Link.
Yeah. So Amelia. Okay. I actually thought that Meredith just walking in and like seeing them enjoy life was like really cute. The music was great. Whatever song was playing made me feel things.
I also loved when they found out that she was coming back, Amelia starts crying and like Link's going to like stick around. And she's like, why would you do that? And he's like, cause you're crying.
She's
and
she's like, I'll cry all day.
This is going to happen all day. Like I love Amelia's, like, I know part of it is probably still hormonal, like postpartum, but like I've really grown to love Amelia this season, that she's just like taken herself out of surgery, is taking care of Meredith's kids, is taking care of her child, and just like running this fucking house, and also being open with Link about her like addiction. And like, I don't know, I just really have grown to love Amelia this season.
The fact that I don't know how it didn't cross my mind that like, yeah, she took in three more children with like what the potential that Meredith could die and she would have to have three more children.
Yeah.
Like that, like I feel like part of her crying was like, oh my God.
Thank God.
Yeah. Which like, so Link talks about like they can have a chance to move out of the of Meredith's house, which is a shape-shifting home. That makes no sense to me because the kitchen that they are in is not the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the kitchen?
I don't know.
The other set.
I don't know.
That backyard. I'm
that
so
backyard,
confused.
That attic space where Zola, her bedroom.
Yeah, what? It's a huge home.
Yeah. It just keeps expanding.
Yeah. I like that they made that talk about like, they're like, oh, you can't move out of that house. Owen was like, it's a trap.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be gonna
you're
be
in the gray world. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I loved that. I feel like I'm in a trap.
Okay. So just, I can't remember. Does Amelia still have a home?
I kept thinking that backyard where they had sex was their home, but that's Meredith's home.
Yeah.
So no, I'm very confused. I'm unsure.
Yeah. And Link wasn't living with her,
so
right?
Where did Winston set up the tent?
In the backyard.
Of Meredith's?
Yeah, because Maggie's living there too.
Oh my God.
There's so many people living there. And now Meredith is back.
Yeah. I love that she was wearing like a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And she came in and her kids were all cute. They're so old.
I love that she didn't
say anything right away.
No, do the clap out.
Oh, yeah. She's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I would feel the same way.
Yeah.
Also, the part where she's like, other people didn't make it out.
I think that's good that Grey's acknowledged that this wasn't a choice, because we've talked about that on the podcast. Like,
yes.
Like, the beach scene, like, seemed kind of shitty. Like, oh, you're choosing to go back to your right. children when, like, a lot of people, like, would choose that.
Right, right.
But they died. So I think it's nice that Grey's did acknowledge that, like, I'm lucky that this happened. This didn't happen for a lot of people. It's good they put that in the writing.
Before I forget, we should also just quick hit on the Native American storyline.
Yes.
Is that the right term?
Indigenous?
Indigenous, yes. Thank you. I thought it was really lovely. I sometimes feel like Grace is a little like on the nose.
Yes.
Which felt a little like that. But also I thought it was really, really lovely how... the part that I got major chills on is when the grandpa was zooming with the baby and was saying like, you are of this tribe, like you are of the land, this, we are your family and all those things. And then when, Joe was saying it to the baby that like, doesn't have a family. But I just thought like, I think that a lot of the traditions, in that culture are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like, I just think like, it was nice to see them focused on that. Also give an Oscar to the woman who pretended to have birth. I felt like she gave it a 10 out of 10. It was very realistic to me, her screams of pain.
Yeah.
Also it was like fucking sad though, which I know this happens to people's birth plans where they like want to give birth elsewhere with someone else and they can't. And the only thing I wish Grace would have done a little more of is I felt like, yes, the doctors empathized with her, but not really. They were just like, you're in good hands. And I was like, well, no shit. But also like, acknowledge that this whole plan she's had for 9 months is not happening. And that would be super traumatic.
Yes, absolutely.
But I liked it and I loved the old man and I'm glad he lived.
And I loved like the smudging.
Yeah,
like,
with that
ritual.
Intern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that they're giving. I feel like this like level new intern group is like super diverse culturally, mm-hmm. and just like is giving us a lot of great insight of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked the old man. He was so sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice. It was nice to have like a patient, like two patients.
Thank God. Yeah. I could use a few more. Yeah. I want a surgery so bad.
I mean, there was one with the man, the elder, but we didn't see much of the surgery at all.
Ooh, and I liked how they said like he cannot die. He holds these stories mm-hmm. and these traditions, and like I think that's really true. In any family, when our basement flooded, I was like going through all my pictures, make sure none got ruined, and they didn't. And we were looking at this, like I have all of my dad's grandma's photos, and she died a long time ago. And my grandma on that side is gone as well. It's just my dad and his brother. And there's like so many photos of like, and I was like, I have no way of knowing who any of these people are. And my dad doesn't know either. Cause it's like my great grandma's friends.
Yeah.
And so I was just like thinking about like, you don't realize when someone passes, like they also take with them the knowledge that wasn't passed on.
Yeah.
So I thought that was important.
There's a thing about this is that it's called oral history. And I was considering going into it in undergrad. That's what my internship was in. And so you sit down and you record people telling their stories. And so this professor, like before, like she would go in, like, I can't remember which city she lived in before Grand Rapids, but they were like tearing out a whole like building community and like building apartments and stuff. And so she went and sat down with people and did like oral recordings, and those all sit in libraries then. And so I got to do oral history recordings with people on Granville Avenue, which in Grand Rapids, if you're from Grand Rapids, is the road that immigrants have come in, like, and it's transitioned in, depending on who was emigrating into the United States, has transitioned into like, you know, like the Irish lived there for a while and stuff, and then it would move to a different neighborhood. And so we got to do like these interviews with like teachers and people and stuff. It was really cool. So it's a thing, and you can go to like the public library and look up like
oral histories, like recorded.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We are creating our own.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally what we are doing.
I also found a box of cassette tapes. So my grandma, it would be my great grandma Arlie. She played organ. And so it is recordings of her playing the organ. I need to get a boombox so I can play these cassette tapes. The other ones are, she would record herself and mail it to her sister.
Oh, wow.
So I like found all these, and it's like Arlie letter to so-and-so, and it's on a fucking cassette tape. So my thought is it's her recording her talking.
You should listen to those.
I know. And it's from like 62 or something like that. So she was still older. She was like she was probably in her 60s. But I found like my dad's grandpa's like the funeral card, you know, it's like born in 18 something. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, so old. Yeah. But yeah. So anyways, I have a lot of listening to do. So overall, I feel like the episode felt a little bit more like Grey's. There was some good music, which is huge for me. And I'm sad Jackson's gone, but also like, what was his storyline? Wasn't.
Yeah, I think it was done. And so I think they gave him a nice send off.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the better episodes, but it was fine to me. You know, I didn't, it's not a 10 out of 10 for me, but it's definitely not a 3 out of 10. So
I still think my favorite episode this season is when Derek showed up, because that was just like shocking.
It was so shocking.
Was
to
that
see.
The premiere? No.
No.
I don't remember. It couldn't
No, because they kept that secret.
Yeah. Oh, that was so cool.
And then it was nice to see George too.
Yeah. And then it all went downhill.
Yeah.
Worst episode this season is the Teddy one.
Yes, I agree.
And then the Jackson Montana one.
I agree. I also thought the Bailey episode was really good.
Oh yeah. That was high on my list.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good one. What would you rate this one?
God. Because of the flashbacks are going to bring my average up.
Sure.
I'm going to say a 6.5 or a 7. If I'm feeling really gracious, I'll say a 7.
Okay, I would agree with that. I had some moments where I got pretty emotional.
Yeah.
But there were definitely scenes where I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to say a solid 7.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure I'll like it better like years from now when we finally get to it.
So. Yeah, I agree.
Lovely. Well, again, we will be here next week.
We will.
and then there will be quite a big break. Maybe we can, like, if you have thoughts about the finale and you want to send them in, we'd love to read some other people's thoughts, especially like to bring in more opinions. So if you watch the finale, I'm just going to go out and say it, and you have some really strong thoughts about it, shoot us an email at theoncallroom@gmail.com. It can either be a voice memo or text. And I would love to share some of your opinions as well as ours, but that will come after Bree is a wife.
Oh my God, I'm going to be a wife.
Yep. Only one more episode of Brie being a
like, fiance.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I can't believe it. Okay, well, thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for the reviews.
We love you.
Positive or negative.
Thank we you love for you. Both of them.
Time of death is 2031. Beep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.